The Freedom Declaration versus the Network State, the battle for our human future. Why we must reject digital feudalism and reclaim true citizenship. At first glance, the network state sounds like a bold idea for a borderless, digital age, a community of like-minded people, bound not by geography but by ideology and collective action, who crowdfund territory and eventually negotiate recognition from legacy states. But scratch the surface, and you find that this shiny crypto-utopia is merely the latest escape plan for the ultra-rich, a new Galt's Gulch for our fractured times. Compare this to the Freedom Declaration, not as a utopian fantasy, but as a real-world commitment to deepen the power of the people by removing barriers between citizens and decision-making. Where the network state is a gated enclave for billionaires, the Declaration insists that the best safeguard for freedom is the inclusive, transparent sharing of power, voice, and accountability. Professor Brooke Harrington, who has chronicled the rise of these so-called brawligarchs, tech billionaires who dream of replacing the messy business of democracy with sovereign private fiefdoms, puts it plainly, the best way to challenge them is with a new vision. The old vision, neoliberalism, that all-knowing market, and postmodernism, which stripped us of shared narratives and moral anchors, has failed. In its place, the Freedom Declaration offers a vision not of exit or escapism, but of re-embedding governance in real communities, built on trust, accountability, and moral purpose. A fundamental difference, human nature. The deepest divide between these two visions is their understanding of what it means to be human. The Freedom Declaration recognizes that we are more than the sum of our physical appetites. It believes true freedom is not license but self-mastery. A civil society cannot be built on consumer impulses alone. It must be built on the moral life, people cultivating virtue, self-restraint, and mutual responsibility. In this way, truly free individuals do not need a central power to control their behavior. Power can therefore be dispersed among the people because they have learned to govern themselves. By contrast, the network state sees humans as nothing more than their appetites, the endless chase for the good life, through consumption and self-interest. In this vision, people are eternal toddlers who must be distracted, surveilled, and managed because they can't govern themselves. How does a network state maintain order in a society of self-centered individuals? The answer is as old as tyranny itself, through ever-pervasive surveillance and control. We see this emerging already. The Trump administration, for example, just paid millions to Palantir to create a vast database to track citizens, the same playbook as China's social credit system. So much for draining the swamp. These surveillance systems will eventually link up, creating a global mechanism of social engineering that makes Orwell's Big Brother seem primitive by comparison. This is the real singularity we must fear. Not AI waking up, but freedom being extinguished forever under the soft blanket of security. The new tools of control. How does a network state deal with the human urge for meaning beyond consumption? By burying it, keep us endlessly distracted with virtual worlds. Keep us clicking, scrolling, shopping. Dull the pain of alienation with substance abuse and violence. Make us dream not of building a better Earth but of colonizing Mars, and escape from the very problems we refuse to solve here. All this is not accidental, it is the operating system of a new kind of corporate feudalism. Its ultimate goal is the concentration of power in the hands of a few strongmen or tech oligarchs. Of course, they say it is for our own good, to protect us from terrorism, or worse, from ourselves. We are told the majority of people are too weak and ineffectual, too incapable of self-restraint to be trusted with freedom or democracy. Freedom, in their eyes, is just an illusion, God's great mistake, as Dostoevsky's Grand Inquisitor famously tells Christ. The Grand Inquisitor returns. The network state is the modern Grand Inquisitor. It fully embraces the same three temptations that Christ rejected in the wilderness. First is the lie that humans are nothing more than their physical appetites, bread alone. Second is the lie that freedom from those appetites is impossible, so we must be given cheap belief instead of real self-mastery. And the final temptation is the most seductive, the promise of dominion and pleasure if only we bow to power, the sly deception that hedonism and submission are the same as true happiness. Christ rejected these temptations so that we might be free. The network state accepts them all, betraying human dignity in exchange for shallow safety, endless appetite, and the soft chains of control. The Freedom Declaration rejects the temptations. The Freedom Declaration, by contrast, is the refusal of those temptations. It is the commitment to walk Christ's path again, to trust people with freedom, even when it is messy, to demand self-mastery, even when it is hard, to believe that people can and must be more than consumers and children, that they are citizens, capable of building a moral society. This is why the Declaration must be moral at its core. Freedom is not merely a system of counting votes. It is a process of civilizing our instincts, transforming appetites into virtues through education, community, and participation. When power is dispersed, so too must responsibility be. Truly free people need no watchman behind every door or camera on every street corner. A small window of opportunity. The window to defend freedom is small, and shrinking fast. We must unite around a common vision and align our power to that vision. If we do not, the lords of the network state, the technocrats, the blind men of the digital age, will forge a new age of corporate serfdom. We will live in virtual kingdoms while the real world burns. Professor Harrington is right. The only way to challenge them is with a better vision. So let us tell a new story, one that says human beings are not toddlers forever but moral actors capable of self-rule. Let us relearn that freedom is not bought with gadgets or ensured by surveillance, but won daily in the discipline of living together as free and equal people. A declaration for our time. We need a new declaration of independence, this time not from a distant king but from the blind men who believe power and profit are the only truths. We need independence from the technocrats who say we are nothing more than appetites to be fed and data to be harvested. And we need independence from these new lords of the digital flies, echoing the lesson of Lord of the Flies, which shows how quickly society degenerates into chaos when the guardrails of shared morality and responsibility are torn away. The apostles of the network state promise freedom, but what they build are golden cages for themselves, and a lawless island for the rest of us. This is the singularity worth fearing, but also worth fighting. If we stand together, if we build trust, and if we dare to tell a better story about ourselves, then this century can still belong not to the few but to the many. Freedom was never God's mistake. It is humanity's highest calling, and the Freedom Declaration remains its most faithful steward. Take a stand, sign the Freedom Declaration for peace and help forge a new declaration for a new age of self-governance and true freedom.